Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is, she's the cake cutter lady. She's the green bag lady. She's an inventor. She's an entrepreneur. You've seen her everywhere, all over television. She's increasingly in demand. I mean, this lady's really taken the marketplace by storm, and rightfully so, because she's has a very inspirational story to tell about how she got her business going and how she's taken her show, to so to speak, on not only on the road, but it's multimedia. And she's over the last couple of years, she's become a member of our Brain Trust, for which we're very happy. And she's our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. I'm always delighted to be here, Jim.
Cake cutter. I still love your cake cutter idea.
Well, it took one idea to get started, and there we were.
Yeah.
My very first invention, and it took off, and took off in a very big way.
And who would have, how many people would have looked at a cake cutter and said, well, you know, what's the big deal about a cake cutter?
Yeah, until they saw it work.
Exactly. Of course, I might have said that until I saw it slicing me off a big piece of cake, and then I would have said, "Hey, I think we're onto something here."
And when nobody had to stick their fingers in it to get it to your plate, you'd have thought it was even.
Oh, but that's the well. See, that's kind of the good part. I'd have to get a little of the icing on my fingers. You know, you gotta
be able. That's only if it's your cake.
Oh, exactly. No, that's a good point. That's exactly right. Listen. Debbie, today is International Women's Day.
Indeed it is.
What do you think about that?
I am so delighted and proud to be with you on this day because it's taken a long time to recognize certain aspects of women in society and in business. And
yep.
Wow, there's a day dedicated to us just being women.
Well, you know, the Europeans first did this in 1911. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was the decade that women's suffrage really came to the fore. Women got the right to vote, which is still preposterous to me when you think about it. I mean, I'm serious.
Really?
I mean, the idea that we had citizens, you know, half of the population who were foreclosed from voting as late as the first part of the 20th century is still almost surreal to me. I'm sure it is for you, for women. But anyway, you got that happened then, and then over the 20th century, women business owners, well, all women really came. I think World War II probably did an awful lot to get women into the marketplace. But women business ownership, especially in the last quarter of the 20th century, really started picking up speed. And I know you agree with me when I say that you stand on the shoulders of women like Lillian Vernon and Mary Kay and people like that who really were against some serious odds to get their businesses going.
Absolutely. I don't think there is a woman in business who doesn't actually look back at who had to beat the bushes for us ahead of time, who, you know, standing on the shoulders is always a phrase that I love because it means that they lifted you up, they didn't just drag you along.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
and it's important for anybody in business, whether it's a woman or a man, that you actually do find some kind of support, some kind of background that helps you look forward. Because sometimes it's really hard to see the forest for the trees when you're in the thick of being an entrepreneur in difficult economic times.
Well, and you're doing that in your way too, Debbie. I mean, the work that you're doing as an inventor, you know, a lot of people typically don't think of women as inventors.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think like you said, in the 20th century, actually, a lot of women came into their own in actually starting businesses or getting into businesses that were, quote-unquote, unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
You started seeing, auto mechanic shops owned by women. You
yep.
started seeing all kinds of areas that people, maybe construction, maybe things that nobody would have thought women would have necessarily
yep.
gotten involved in. And even to the extent of inventing product for their own use or for wider use became very, people would look at you and say, you did what?
Well, exactly.
You know,
I've interviewed
an inventor,
a number of those.
You're not Thomas Edison, you know.
I've interviewed a number of those women on my show, women foundry owners, women in the paving business.
Exactly.
And one lady in your state, from Florida, interviewed a month or so ago, was the only woman RV franchise owner in the country. And, amazing. These are all amazing women, like our guest, Debbie Meyer. She's going to be right back with us. We've got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
The place I love. Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to or ask a question. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email for free. And a piece of cake to do that. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Debbie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. Debbie Meyer is, as many of you know her, especially the ladies. She's the lady who invented the green bags and a number of other things. And she's become a great entrepreneur, a brand, and a very important, very exciting brand that more and more people are finding out about, as we have. We're very glad and very grateful for the time that she gives us from time to time. Debbie, one of the things you've been working a lot on lately and thinking a lot about is some of the entrepreneurial resources that are available out there. Some of the courses that a lot of the schools are teaching right now. High schools are teaching entrepreneurship. Colleges are teaching entrepreneurship. I'm sure there's quite a bit of continuing ed classes out there. Talk to us about what you've been seeing.
I actually find, Jenna, it's been fascinating to see how many classes, courses, all kinds of resources are available to people who want to become entrepreneurs or who are already entrepreneurs and want to learn more about growing a business or how to even just plain old how to stay in business. I'm seeing it across the board, whether it's high schools, as you said, colleges, and I've begun speaking to these groups quite frequently. In fact, here in Florida, a university has put together a whole conference. It's actually put together by the senior students.
Wow.
In their entrepreneurship area.
Which school is that?
It's the University of Tampa.
Yep.
And I'm going to be speaking to them. More and more people are actually seeing the fact that getting a job in a large company is no longer the long-time security. That used to be, the old mantra was get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And you are set for life kind of thing. You'll retire with them. And people are understanding now that that is just not the case any longer. And they have to find their independence very early. So, whether you already have a business that's going or you're starting a business, I really think that a lot of these courses are very, very insightful. They're very good with hands-on information.
Are you seeing these courses being, of course, a lot of these courses that are taught by the schools are curricula that people, you go to college and you get a degree in entrepreneurship. Some schools are even offering MBAs and master's degrees in entrepreneurship. But are you also seeing these courses as one-offs, as for an opportunity for people to plug in, take one course or two courses, and then move on?
Absolutely. I think that there couldn't be a better elective for somebody
right.
in college currently to take to prepare them for their work life, even if they do go get a quote-unquote job.
Especially professionals like an accountant or a doctor or a lawyer, somebody like that. The professional.
Those are all entrepreneurs.
Architects, exactly. They need that those perspectives. I promise you. Every doctor I've ever gotten to know has told me they wish they had had more. They've gotten some kind of business training.
Well, you know, people don't think in those terms, and that's so true because I have come across those people as well asking me a whole lot of questions about business, about small businesses, and people don't think in terms of the quote-unquote professionals,
right.
the doctors and the lawyers, as being entrepreneurs.
Right.
Well, they have small businesses.
Right.
They start out with their own businesses, open their own offices. What is more entrepreneurial than getting customers
right.
on your own? So everybody can benefit from this, and certainly these kinds of courses are available even from continuing education classes. There's all kinds of conferences available now, and even, you know, just written material. Get your hands on something that gets you started in looking at life through a different pair of glasses.
The good news to me, Debbie, and this I've been saying since 1998, that the 21st century will be the century of the entrepreneur. And every year that goes by, every day that goes by, something happens to make me believe that that's true. And one of the good news in all that, part of the good news in all that, is that we're now realizing, more and more people are realizing, that being a business owner is not just something that happens. It's a profession. It's a discipline. Being a business owner is a discipline the same way that being a doctor is a discipline.
Absolutely.
It takes education.
Being a business owner is no longer just opening a storefront.
That's right.
That used to be the,
Debbie,
in terms of brick and mortar.
But Debbie, not only that, opening a storefront, anybody can do that.
True.
You know,
that's not
the trick. Case.
I keep on saying it's the ongoing part of this that people have to learn to come to grips with. It's easy to file the papers, open
right.
a business, get a license, do whatever it is you have to do.
Right.
That I consider the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part is the day after that.
Well, and believe it or not, and you found this out, being an entrepreneur oftentimes is easier than being a manager.
Oh, gosh.
You've learned that, haven't you?
Oh, if you have your creative hat and then you have your business hat.
Yep.
It is so vital to learn when to wear each.
I call that management's part, the diaper changing part of business. You know, you got to do it every day, don't you? Stand
you
by.
Tell we're the baby, but you got to change
when
that
you,
diaper.
When you birth that sweet baby, you got to change the diaper and feed it and raise it. Hold on to that thought. Debbie Meyer's our guest. We're going to be right back with her after these messages. It's International Women's Day. Stay with us.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time.
Well, back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. It's International Women's Day, and we're celebrating it with mostly women today. And somebody we like having on any day of the week, any time of the year, is Debbie Meyer, one of the great inventors of our time. Her company is called Housewares America. She's CEO of that company. Debbie, tell us how we can find you. You got your green bags there. You got your cake cutter. Lots of other stuff you've invented.
I have lots of items, lots of products. You can always find me at debbiemeyer.com. Most of my products are actually available on HSN, where I spend a lot of time, the Home Shopping Network. In fact, I have a brand new association with the Reynolds Company, you know, the Reynolds Wrap Company. I am working in association with them on a project which we've just launched with a handheld vacuum sealer. A bag sealer, so I designed and invented a new bag for the vacuum sealer. So, you know, lots of things are happening, and I love to say that this is the hardest fun I've ever had.
So it's HSN.com, or Debbie, what's cakecutter.com?
If you go to HSN, you just have to put my name in the search window,
right.
and all the products come up, or you can just go to DebbieMeyer.com, and that'll point you in all the right places.
You know, I've always said, Debbie, that the person who invented the home shopping type of programming was the smartest person in the world.
Isn't it?
Because
really
it gave women an opportunity to watch television, to look at stuff that they can buy, to actually buy that on the you know, without leaving their home
and see it demonstrated,
and then
works.
Call in and talk about it.
Exactly.
I mean, is that not the hat trick or what, Debbie?
It absolutely is, and it's the most fun in the world because, you know, I actually get to talk to a lot of those people when I'm on the air.
Oh yeah.
Boy, I'm going to be talking to a whole lot of people come next week because I'm going to be as I have been for the last 10 years. I'm going to be at the International Houseware Show in Chicago. I've had a booth presence there for almost 10
right.
years now. And, you know, as entrepreneurs and as people interested in their businesses or how to grow businesses and see what other people are doing, there is nothing like getting yourself well-versed in the trade area of what it is you're interested in.
Right.
I'm in houseware, so this is the biggest houseware mm-hmm. show in the country in the whole year.
It's amazing what you can learn when you go to gatherings of people who are doing what you're interested in.
And that's something they will share with you.
I tell people all the time who are interested in, you know, going into business, and I'll say, well, you need to find a conference, a convention, wherever people are gathered together that are doing what you want to do, go hang out with those guys. And it's amazing how some people will say, oh, really? Like it was, and I'm thinking, look, if you're serious about this, you got to do serious stuff.
You do. You need to do research. You need to. There are publications. And if you don't want to buy them, there are plenty of things online.
Go to the library.
All this information is free if you want to sit and read or take things out.
There's nothing
like getting with people who have the same passions and the same idea for building businesses. And not only will you learn things from them because people are so amazingly willing to share, but you'll be inspired by them. And you'll want to do more for yourself because you'll see what people have done with much less than you probably have.
Well, many of these are people who blaze the trails.
Absolutely,
you're a trailblazer. But Debbie, the thing is that in the 21st century, there's no reason, there's no excuse to fail because you didn't have information.
Oh, please. Sometimes there's too much information.
Sometimes.
We have
an embarrassment of riches, don't we?
Be careful about what it is you're following. You really need to research the background and essence of what it is you're going to have a look at. You know, it's possible to get background on people who put together conferences. You know, do some research. Don't just take everything at face value.
Mm-hmm.
That's always one of my warnings to people who get into entrepreneurship, particularly women, because I've said this before, and you and I have had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Women I don't want to say this pejoratively, because of course I'm a woman, but women do have a tendency to trust very
too much
and very easily.
Well, you're eager to find it.
Exactly.
You're more eager to find it, I think, than men are.
So, you know, you've got to really dig a little deeper than just the gut feeling, although your gut feeling is usually pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I trust that a whole lot.
Well, and then find the people that you know you can trust.
Yeah. And you form relationships, and that's a very important part about entrepreneurship because you start to gather in those who are, you know, good, not just good people, but good people to have with you in business.
And she just defined herself, ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Meyer. She's good people. She's someone you can trust. DebbieMeyer.com, right?
That's it.
Also, HSN put in Debbie. I can't believe that she's not like all over the homepage there at HSN.com.
Well, I've got my own page there.
So she got lots of stuff there. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, always great to be here.
We'll see you next time. Happy International Women's Day. Now, take a quick break after the news. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.